USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Connecticut jury is demanding media personality Alex Jones pay at least $965 million in damages to numerous families because of the words he used. 10 years ago, he said the Sandy Hook mass shooting was staged by actors. A small number of Democrat politicians are asking the president for speeches in their campaigns this election cycle. The economy, threat of nuclear war, border chaos, soft-on-crime laws have made Biden score very low on his approval rating. On Friday, Biden will travel to Portland, Oregon to stump and gather campaign money. Michelle Duncan on Fox News is the Linn County Sheriff just south of Portland. She says Oregonians have become tired of the Portland mentality and are looking for better politicians to bring safety to the Beaver State.
You know, you're hearing a lot about even Portland's tired of some of the things going on in Portland. And I think there's a lot of people throughout Oregon that are really hopeful that we get some reasonableness back into our government.
More bad news on the economy. Prices at the wholesale level came in hotter than expected in September. Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped to 8.5% on a year-to-year basis Wednesday. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, for September gets released this morning. The average ACT test score for students in the class of 2022 dropped to its lowest level in more than 30 years, according to data that came out yesterday. The report finds graduating high school students are very ill-prepared for college. A 143-4 vote by members of the United Nations General Assembly shamed Russia's attempt at a land grab in Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield after the vote.
You saw these countries stand up for territorial integrity. They stood up for sovereignty. And you saw these countries stand up for this institution.
USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The man accused of murdering several Christmas parade performers in Wisconsin last year is representing himself in court.
Daryl Brooks is facing 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November. In the Waukesha courtroom, witness Adam Bonsteel says he was driving in the parade as he watched Brooks plow into a woman walking alongside his float.
I watched the body fly up onto the hood and her head snapped back. And the body remained on the hood as it passed the side of my vehicle to where I thought I could have just reached out and grabbed her.
Police say that Brooks drove into the parade after fleeing a domestic disturbance. However, police were not pursuing him at the time of the incident. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee has promised to unveil surprising details just before the November midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denied Republican representation and dismissed the GOP selection for the committee, leading to conservative leaders discounting its impartiality. Tens of millions of older Americans are about to get a raise. On Thursday, the U.S. government is set to announce an increase in Social Security benefits due to massive inflation. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.